Airports ban liquids on planes. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. New emergency measures have been incorporated into security checks at airports worldwide. 5 years after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, would-be mass murderers are still coming up with ways to breach the tightest of safety checks, as witnessed by the foiled bombings planned on transatlantic planes last week. The perpetrators intended to use liquids to make bombs on board airliners. Authorities have banned all liquids from carry-on luggage. Depending on the destination, all non-essential items must be checked in and stored in the airline's hold. This includes laptop computers and other electrical items, car keys with a remote control fob, and liquid medication that is not on airports' lists of acceptable substances. In some cases, mothers have to drink the baby milk they carry to satisfy check-in staff of its authenticity. The stringent new actions are creating havoc at major airports. London's Heathrow is cancelling one-third of its daily flights to ensure the safety of passengers. Airlines are up in arms at the cancellations, which they deem as a short-term fix and unsustainable for the longer term. Passengers, too, are facing greater inconveniences and anxiety. Business travellers may switch to private charter jets to avoid having to stow away their computers and peripherals out of reach. Many executives may view the small additional cost they would incur would outweigh the hassles of having no hand baggage. Economy class passengers will inevitably worry about whether their valuables will be lost, pilfered, or broken after check-in. Many fear baggage handlers might rifle through suitcases, which may have to be checked in unlocked. Most airlines do not recompense for damage to or loss of fragile items.